possibly have a walking period for a half an hour, or instructions in a movement that you can do sitting or standing. Something called Mahasati. So I'll just give brief instructions and then you'll be on your own for that half hour. So you can do this either standing or sitting. I'll demonstrate both. So if you're sitting, your hands will be on your thighs. And we're going to do one arm at a time. And so we'll do this with eyes open first, but you would typically do this in meditation. So the first movement, well, even before the first movement, is noticing the contact of the hand on the thighs, on the legs, connecting to that. And then the right hand is going to move, and it's going to come up at 90 degrees on the thigh. So it went from flat to sideways. So there's a notice of the difference in the contact the leg from here. There's a lifting movement. So being connected to the movement of lifting, and then we're going to take the right hand and place it on our chest. So now you have contact with the body again. So noticing that. Now the left hand is going to move. It's going to mirror those same movements. We're going to turn it on edge. Notice the contact. It's going to lift. Notice the change in the pressure on your leg and on your hand. And then it's going to touch. And again, notice the touching of the body. We're now going to reverse the movement. So the left hand is going to move to open, to contact, to flat. The right hand moves open, placing, and turn. And so the idea is you would keep this movement up. And just like any other meditation, you're going to lose your place at some point when the mindfulness gets a little off, right? And so you can do this, whoa, I was out of contact, so I did that, right? So now you come back. So this has a self-correcting quality to it, because suddenly you're going to go, I don't remember where I was. What happened? So it's a good mindfulness check. Right? We can do it standing as well, and I'll stand up and show you. So we still have the same contact points, but now we have a little more movement. Hands contact the legs, and we have a turning, lifting, placing, turning, lifting, placing, open, placing, turn, open, placing, turning. So sometimes if the mind is dull, you can do this, because it gives just enough activity, just enough movement. The mind has something to do. But you still have to be mindful.
where the sequence goes awry. So you can explore that, or you can explore walking. Have a good period.